So I'm happy to announce that I'm now offering the Marketing Magic Workshop, which is an in-person half-day workshop, very hands-on, with a maximum of 5 people. So just go to my website, playcentric.com/workshop, to get on the wait list. And when we speak, mention that you've heard about this on the podcast and you'll get 10% off.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Building Success Stories with Ann Donnelly. I am Seth Cooper, alongside, of course, star of the show, Ann Donnelly. And Ann, everyone has got something going on in their lives, whether they have a family, whether they have a significant other, whether they just want to potentially take a break from everything going on in the business world. But you have to make time to be successful, and that's what we're going to be talking about on this week's episode.
Yeah, today I want to talk about how to make time for marketing. I wrote an article about this a couple of weeks ago because I'd done a survey in September where I asked people to give from a 1 to 5 how these certain things affected their ability to do their marketing and their sales. So there was having time for it, having the money for it, being able to find skilled people to outsource to or to work in-house, whether they were doing okay but just needed to up the ante a bit, or whether they just had no clue what they were doing. But the majority of people responded is they had trouble finding time. That was their biggest issue. And that kind of goes along with what I found throughout all the years that I've been in digital marketing. So I could set up like a wonderful website that's easy for someone to update. I would do the training. I'd even do training videos on how to use it. Same thing with the email marketing and the social media, and then nothing would happen. So they'd be calling me again to do updates for them, or, you know, would I be doing the social media for them, because they just couldn't find the time to do it. So, and, you know, things get stale because obviously I don't have time to do everything for everyone. And so some businesses actually may have failed over this sort of thing. And I know that most web people feel like I've made this really easy for them, but they're just not doing it. And some of the time, it is actually time-related, because when somebody has their own business, they've got the day-to-day running of the business that's always grabbing their attention. So it's important to actually make time to do your marketing. So I said it. At most networking events, I hear, I meant to call you to discuss our marketing, but something keeps coming up. Or I don't know what to do with my website, but I just ignore it. And I think we're doing okay anyway. My niece got her marketing degree and is doing my marketing. Now, I'm not sure if it's working, but like she should know what she's doing. Or I'll get to it after the busy season. I hear that year after year. We've been doing the same thing for 20 years and it's working for us. So, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But it's like, if you're an ambitious business owner, you're going to want to do better. You're going to want to do the best that you absolutely can. So I think you need to look at how you can actually make the time. Now, we all have the same amount of time. So it's not like, oh, there's some time under the desk here I think I forgot about. And it's about setting your priorities, right? And if marketing means you're going to get enough sales to stay in business or to grow your business to the next level, isn't that something that should be a priority? So why don't people prioritize it? You know, so how do you make it a priority? You know, so I think that it has to be something that you're looking at on an ongoing basis. You know, now a bigger business is going to do this because they're going to have the management team. They're going to be looking at all the facets of the business and where money's going, where time is going, and what's impacting the bottom line.
Plus, they have the resources as well to pay those people.
Yeah, they have other people that can do it for them. So they can either, you know, have a whole team or outsource it so it gets taken care of. But sometimes it still kind of gets put off to the side. Like I've talked to marketing professionals that work for bigger companies, and they still complain how they don't have enough time. but it's looking at what's important. So when I talked in previous episodes about like identifying and engaging your target audience, it's really important to do that first so that you're not wasting your time or your money on marketing activities that aren't getting results. So you have to prioritize marketing, but then within marketing, you need to prioritize which activities you're going to be working on. And it's important to look at what is going to directly affect sales and affect the bottom line of the business.
I mean, everyone has kind of the excuse of why they necessarily can't find the time. It was kind of the tagline that kind of kicked it off for this episode. If you're wondering why I have tagline on the brain, just listen back to the previous episode and you'll find out why. But, you know, I feel like a lot of the times too, surprisingly, just finally bring up my dad again for the first time. And, you know, my dad always said to me, well, he's got his website, he knows what he's doing. And sometimes, you know, he knows I have the background, he knows that I have the degree, but he knows that he's always worked with somebody for so many years and knows that they can get it done. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't necessarily something that upset me. I understand where he's coming from. But, you know, I feel like a lot of businesses also just get stuck in, you know, it ain't broke, don't fix it, and it's going to work for me. Now, a lot of businesses, ultimately, unfortunately, didn't necessarily have the choice when the pandemic hit. They had to adapt to everything that was going on in the world, whether it be 6 feet, indoor, outdoor dining, ECT. And that's where, unfortunately, the businesses that didn't take out the time to figure something out ultimately closed their doors.
Yeah, a lot of people had to quickly get into online ordering. And some good, you know, probably web providers and tech people jumped on that and were able to help people, which is great. And you might have done like whatever you could just to get going. The more innovative ones may have already started that. And so it's become a thing that people now expect. You know, so that's another thing that people have to think about. You know, like the internet is like always changing. And so it's important to keep on top of that. So I think that's something. So like one of the first things I think about when people are having issues keeping up with their marketing is mindset. With a lot of people, because they don't understand it maybe as well as they understand whatever their business is, they tend to be like, oh, okay, that goes to the bottom of the list. You know, I'm not going to say fear, because I wouldn't say these people are the type to be afraid, but it's just avoidance.
Or they don't know necessarily. They have so many thoughts running through their mind that they don't necessarily know where to start and where to hold out their hand and hopefully somebody grasp it for them.
Yeah. And if they haven't done it effectively in the past, they hadn't seen the results that you can get. So that's why it's important to have a strategy. And of course, I'm going to say that because that's what I do. But this is why I've come across these strategies, right? Because I've seen over the years where people go wrong. So a lot of times this would happen with email marketing, because I think email marketing is like the best tool and people tend to forget about it. And they think like, oh, no one opens my email, or there's so much other email out there. But like, you're getting direct into people, and especially if you get them to be interested in your content, so they sign up for it and you're sending them that content on a regular basis, you know, you've really got them. Whereas otherwise, someone comes to your website and they're gone, like you lose that engagement right away. Like, social media appears to be more engaging because the people are on there, but if you're not doing it well, right, then you know, it's not as effective. So people look at and think they see a more immediate reaction with the social media, but is it really working for them? And so some people don't like social media because, like, I don't want to put myself out there, and, you know, it's so intrusive and like, no one's really listening. Or like, people talk about the email marketing, it's like, I don't know what I'm doing, or I don't want to spend the money on a platform and I just want to do what's free. So it's those kinds of mindsets that get in the way of using your marketing effectively. So that, again, if you have a strategy, then your time is not going to be wasted. It's going to be effective. You're going to see the results, and it's going to keep you motivated. So developing a more positive mindset is going to be like a big breakthrough with your success with marketing.
When you take a look at someone that says, I don't know if I necessarily have the time, do you kind of say to them, well, maybe carve out the time of something that, you know, you would work on during the day and you just shift your focus. Maybe if it's 10, 12, 15 minutes to trying to better that part of your business.
Well, and again, that's why I think that you need your strategy and you need to have a schedule, an actual schedule of when I do my marketing. Because you probably have a schedule for when you do the rosters and the schedules for when people work. And you probably have a schedule for when you do the things related to your taxes and doing your payroll and things like that. So you need to schedule time for when you do your marketing and then do your marketing effectively. So if you have, you know, once a year you work on your overall marketing strategy for the year, and then maybe each month have time to look at the monthly strategy, and then a time each week, because what people think is they have to be like on social media all the time to do well, where really you need to once a week or once a month, you create the stuff ahead of time and schedule it to go out. And then you engage on a daily basis for 15 minutes or a half an hour, depending on the needs of your audience.
You talk about managing your time, and, you know, we're launching this podcast today, which is Halloween, which is when we're recording future episodes to be scheduled. And you take a look at in my shoes, for example, as well. I have to make sure that things go out at a certain time, make sure things are scheduled. And sometimes, you know, things can pop up, things happen. So for me, like when scheduling this podcast, making sure everything goes out correctly, you know, I said to myself, well, Friday, I have the Adirondack Junior Thunder, so I know I have to leave the office early. Do I wait and put everything off until Monday? But no, I'm not going to do that, because what if Ann emails me with a couple of questions, and now I'm going to be scrambled to make sure that I have everything done before I get on the air? Or we know when our contests run at the radio station and when sponsors are, so we know that these are the days that we need to get these out. And, oh, we got to shout out the winner because, you know, it's the listener, and there's a weird quirk that people that listen to the radio love hearing their name on the radio or a song request. It's just the way the world is. Not sure why, but it's been that way for 30 plus years. So it is super important. And for me, taking a day and saying, okay, for 3 hours, I'm going to make sure for the next 3.5 weeks, everything is going to be all set, ready to rock and roll and go from there. And then if something pops up, oh, I have another additional 45 minutes to say, okay, let's take care of A, B, and C, especially this time of year with Adopt the Child for all three stations and getting things ready marketing wise. You know, we start in a couple of days. It's almost November. Holidays are right around the corner. So it's important that you manage your time enough to say, okay, I have this time set aside in case something pops up.
Yeah, and I don't know why it is that the marketing always, I guess marketing tends to be at the bottom of a lot of business owners' lists because of the other things are more in their face. You know, customers coming in the shop, you know, that's always going to be a priority. Your employees, you know, getting them paid, dealing with HR issues. Like, those are things that you have to deal with. Where the marketing is kind of, I can't, you know, it gets you by stealth, I guess. But, like, if you start to see what results you get from it, that will motivate you. So that's why it's like, start strategically. Do the things that you can do. And when you start to see results, that's going to motivate you more. And then hopefully you will get to the point where you could afford to outsource things. But again, it's important to outsource strategically. Or if you hire somebody, it's important to hire someone strategically and give them the specific things to do. Because I think it's like anything, like they say, how long does it take to do something? Like, how long is a piece of string? Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm very much like that. If I don't have a set deadline, I'll work on something forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm always tweaking. And that's one of the issues with the internet versus a print brochure.
Yep.
Because you've got to get it to the printer by a certain time, and it's printed and it's done, and that's it. You know, you have to reprint if you've made a mistake. Where the website, you can constantly be tweaking, and even social media posts, you can go back and you can re-edit or you can do new ones. So I think people see that as being such a huge sap of time. But my second point here, so after creating a new mindset, is setting realistic time frames. So give yourself a specific amount of time, and then work towards that time and say, like, I'm going to write this article for my website, and I'm going to do 7 social media posts. You know, like one woman I talked to, she works early in the mornings on Sunday mornings and does all of her digital marketing content then. Some people would work on, like, say, Monday morning and just do all that stuff, or Friday afternoon and just do all that stuff for the week or for a couple of weeks. And then you can schedule these things ahead of time. So you need to look at that, but stick to that time. Same thing with if you're using social media, it's important to monitor the social media and to have some engagement time so that you're interacting with people. So if somebody makes a comment on your post, that you can reply. If someone uploads an interesting picture of them using your product or on your premises, that you can share that out. And not just like once a week, like a week after they've done it, like within 24 hours. So it's important to have, you know, 15 minutes, a half an hour, depending on how busy your channels are, where you're doing engagement every day. So whether that's when you're having your lunch or maybe having your breakfast, you know, whatever you think is suitable for your audience, that you're on there. You don't have to be on there 24/7.
Opportunity knocks, especially when it comes to like, especially with me, like being at the station, it's always, you know, Hootsuite can be your best friend sometimes. And you take a look at, okay, I have Twitter, I got Facebook, I have Instagram up. And then we say, okay, what's going to work best? What's not going to work best? Oh, somebody come. Summer is so huge at the radio station because we do stuff with the fairs. So we have our Region's Got Talent contest, which was huge success. And, you know, somebody comments something right away and it's like, you have to have that opportunity knocks window, because even if you miss it by 3 hours, forget about it. They're already on to the next thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the biggest issues with when I was doing the digital marketing audits, is that people are not responding to questions like on their Google Business profile and reviews. So it's really important. Like, there would be questions, like out and out questions, like, are you open until 6 o'clock tomorrow? And that was from months ago, and nobody ever opened it. You know, no one ever responded to that. So, like, don't be there if you can't respond to things like that. And definitely make sure you look at reviews in case there might be something that's a bit negative, but that you could respond to. Because sometimes, now this is something people aren't finding either, but I don't know, like with Facebook now, you might not be able to delete them, but there's a lot of these Bitcoin scam posts that are coming up in reviews.
Yeah. So, and there's nothing that,
I don't think you can delete them, but no, you can report.
You can report them. You see it all the time with hockey. Scammers will say, oh, click here to watch the hockey game in 4K or 8K.
Yeah, I think I did something like that for football.
Yeah, and it's not like it's – the hockey team has its own provider with the league that you have to pay for. There's a paywall behind it. It's whatever. So we all know they're scammers, but it's not like we can delete it or we can report it, but – it'll still be there. And then Facebook's answer to this is, this comment has been hidden. That's the answer they always give.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so aggressive there.
But that's why it's important for you to be a bit educated about what are these scams going on and not be intimidated by those sorts of things. And I think that's what people are just like, oh, you know, it's not worth doing social media because of all that. But, you know, the more experienced you are in it, the more easy. But like, I got conned into the whole because it was it the Green Jackets?
Mm-hmm.
I think I was supposed to take my little sister, but I was trying to find out it was raining or not or whatever, and there was one of those posts. I think I clicked on it and I was like, wait, this doesn't look quite right. But like some of those streaming sites do look quite scammy.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many ads and things, so that does get confusing. But that's why that's a good way to look at like what not to do. Don't have too many ads. Don't look scammy. Don't look spammy.
Yeah. It's, and understanding when to throw that Facebook ad up there. So I see so many businesses that have 10 different ads going in 10 different markets. And it's like sometimes, like you mentioned, sometimes if you're not annoying, you're not doing your job. Well, there could be the opposite effect. I've seen this ad 10 times already. Get it off. Especially with like way back in the day with the ShamWow and the blanket that was like the... Which was basically you could hug it and
acted
like
Snuggie.
The Snuggie. Yeah. Like those were always on the TV. If Billy Mays wasn't on my TV, I figured something would be wrong when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So it's like it just gets sometimes it could be way too repetitive.
Mm-hmm. But so I kind of sketched out in this article like how much time you should kind of invest to do digital marketing successfully. So this is kind of an average small business that's maybe just starting out, that you do a blog post, one email marketing campaign, 2 to 3 social media posts a day across 2 or 3 channels, advertising, like managing your offline advertising, and then time to monitor and review your results, and then your engagement time. So that came out to be 9 to 11 hours per week if you're doing that all kind of individually, where if you sat down and did like 4 blog posts at one time for the whole month, you're in the zone. So you're kind of thinking it's going to feel more consistent because you're actually doing it. Like we did confess that we're doing multiple podcasts in a recording session because it's just more efficient.
Using time wisely.
Yeah, using time wisely, hopefully. And it's more consistent when you're doing like a few, especially if they're a series. So similarly with your social media and your digital marketing overall, if you do it monthly, biweekly, like some stuff you could even do quarterly, like every 3 months, if you want to plan ahead, especially with the blog, with the articles for your website. And a lot of people do that with their offline advertising, because so that would be something you might have experience with and see how you can work that into your digital marketing also. So you should have your content creation day. But this should all be planned ahead. So I always recommend if you have an overall content creation strategy as part of your overall marketing strategy, that would be one of the biggest parts of your marketing strategy. So that way you can make sure that you're consistently posting. Because I think if people know, like your post, you're going to have like today's daily specials at noon every day, or the day or the night before, people are going to know to like look out for those things if it's that type of business, or your tip of the day, or things like that. Whatever you come up with, then if you're doing it on a consistent basis, then people will sort of be looking out for it. But it's also ensuring that you're doing it, because they may not like look at exactly what time you're posting, but they'll know like, oh, every day they're posting. And then if something goes wrong and they're not posting, then they might start wondering what's going on. It's like if your Google profile's out of date or if your website's out of date, people are going to wonder, is this place even in business now? It's like the boy who cried wolf. If they're seeing incorrect information, they're not going to trust any of the information they see.
You mentioned earlier about kind of planning ahead on your marketing. Like for our Regions Got Talent, it wasn't until August, but we had everything all ready to rock and roll by April.
Yeah,
because
you've got to do that.
We knew that, we had to lock down a sponsor, lock down a new logo, make sure those things were taken care of. And yes, there are times where, take a take a day out of the week and look at social media, look at, make sure things are, you know, if they're sponsored or if they're correctly, obviously contracts and businesses come and go, make sure they're pulled so they don't, the listener also doesn't get confused that we're not giving a $20 gift card away to a business that hasn't been on in six months. So those are just the important things that you kind of look at. And obviously it's a consistent thing now with podcasting and it's taking off. So even then, trying to weave that into the schedule early on was a little difficult as well, but you manage it.
Yeah. So I've got a few other ideas for saving time. Use templates. So have your graphic designer or your digital marketing company make up some templates that you could use, like especially like for like images to post on social media. Because that's like, okay, people think, oh, I love Canva. It makes things so easy. But if you actually have a template that you could use in Canva and just stick in a new image and stick in, at least it'll have your branding consistent because you really don't want to be messing around with that. So that when it pops up, people know like, oh, yeah, that's you. You know, instead of like, who's that? And it looks a bit sloppy. And, you know, so if you're using templates, it makes it a lot easier and quicker to do the post when you do that. Any graphics, same thing with email marketing. If you've got a good template, you just put the content in, you know, so it's a lot easier. You don't have to start from scratch each time. As you see inspiring content, so you might see other people's posts or you might read something in the news or, you know, an industry publication that you think would be useful, capture it. So find a way to do that. Like I do screenshots and I keep a folder on my computer, or like I use Google Drive so I can store stuff from my phone and from my laptop. Or take pictures of stuff on my phone and then I save it into that folder on Drive. So those are all like potential content ideas. Keep a well-organized media library. So you probably have, like you might have professional photographs done for your business. You have user-generated content, things that you may have taken. So this could be pictures. This could be graphic designs, other things like that, but then they're all over the place. So similar to keeping content ideas in a folder, make sure that any of the media you have, any videos, graphics, photos, are kept organized so that when you need them, you can find them easily and quickly. Outsource or delegate what you can't do well or just absolutely don't have time for. So if you're thinking like, I can't get my head around MailChimp and I just cannot do my email marketing, that's the stuff to outsource. Obviously, you're going to have to look at your budget. But again, look at, you know, how much money you could make if you made, you know, if you expect that you can make so many sales through using this, is that going to offset the cost, you know, and give you enough profit to make it worth it? Just because if you're frustrated and you're just not going to get to it, it's not going to happen. So just think about how important the consistency will be, because it also just builds trust with the end user. You know, because they see that you're out there on a regular basis. And obviously, there's different importance for different types of businesses. But we're thinking that this is going to be like your ultimate goal, that you want to increase sales and you want to grow your business. And this is the way to do it. Repurpose existing content. So just like I'm suggesting that you have one new article published a week on your website, there's going to be the social media related to that. Your email is going to be related to that. But also look back at your old content. Do you have any content that was really popular but might use a little bit of an update? And you can do that again. So then you can look at what are your older content that might have been popular but maybe a little out of date. So it's always good to then revisit that topic. And you don't have to rewrite everything. You can just sort of update that and then reuse it and share posts over and over again. Also, look at what other related businesses and organizations that maybe you could partner with and share guest posts so you can get other people and use other content. I mean, that's really helpful in social media, because if you're posting your own content but also sharing other content, like, don't do it in a way that it's going to maybe distract from your own content. Like, stuff that's going to sort of also appeal to your audience, but then that's also relevant and going to help, like, sort of magnify yours. Also, you're reaching a new audience if they're also sharing yours. So those are a few ways that you can save time. So in the next episode, we're going to talk about how to create habits and improve your productivity related to your marketing. So if you were interested in what you heard today and think that it might help you with your business and want to know how to find out more, go to playcentric.com. And while you're there, you can book an initial call with me. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you at least 3 ways that you can get more customers and increase sales to grow your business. And you might want to consider my new marketing strategy boot camp, which is a day-long session with me. So give me a day and we can transform your business. So don't forget, go to playcentric.com. And if you're not going to book a call, sign up for my mailing list and you'll find out when each podcast episode is coming out and get some other really helpful information.